Welcome everybody to the Smart Sister Show. It has been a minute again. Lord, there's so much going on in the world. What can you do? Where do you start? But anyway, today's show, I'm going to talk about the recent shooting at the school by a trans man and the discussion going on now. I feel for the people, the little children, the people that were killed. But this country, see, what white folks, what y'all finally starting to understand, people that are in power don't give a damn or one, two, or three fucks about you, period. Anytime these little children are being mowed down and nothing happens, nothing is going on, but yet and still we can be concerned about the war in Ukraine and give billions of dollars to it, but you can't seem to stop any gun ownership here. And come to find out her parents said that she had problems, or he, let me change that. I'll get to that conversation in a second, but had problems and didn't think that the person was, you know, in mental health in a good way in order to have a gun. They thought she should not have had any guns. So how did she get them? I don't know. I guess she's grown. She got to go do what she wanted to. And right now I'm saying she because of the child these parents had and what responsibility they should have taken in terms of how she was working in the world. Okay. Like I said, white folks, y'all finally seeing how those in power don't give a damn. I mean, black people, and here we go, as some of y'all racists are going to have something to say, but the worst gangbanger has never gone up and shot up a school, okay? So let's just go on and get that clear. Somebody show me. They may shoot at each other, but they've never gone inside of a school shooting up a school. Now, that's the humanity that we still have, regardless of how some of these gangbangers treat each other. That has never happened. And then a lot of black schools are ready for it because they've searched kids. They've done whatever they had to do to put precautions in place to keep nonsense from happening. So if that's what is going to have to start happening in our high schools across the country, then oh well. And let's face it, most of these mass shootings are done by crazy ass little white boys whose parents know they crazy and still gives them access to guns or the ability to get them. And they hide the shit in their room or whatever and tell their parents to stay out, which you know black parents will take the door off the hinges. But anyway, these kids, most of them, somebody knew they had a problem and they didn't do a damn thing about it. So since white folks always want to talk about personal responsibility and who needs to be accountable, and well, hold your damn self accountable. Hold yourself accountable for all these little crazy ass white boys and now white girl, but then she's a boy because she's trans. Okay. That's what shit is gonna happen. And then, like I said before, you'll get gun control in 2 seconds. If black people started going out in droves buying guns, they would do something to try to stop that. So if that's what it's gonna take, black people, come on, let's go out here and buy as many guns as we can. And we know some kind of law will come into effect to try to stop us from having firearms, but seems it the fact that they can't get it passed in Congress, and all need to stop fucking voting for these people that will do nothing. And I'm so tired of Biden's old ass getting up there talking, and this doesn't happen, this shouldn't happen in America, but it happens in America all the fucking time. And only since it's been happening to white folks now is there a problem. All y'all white folks all up in arms about guns and control and all, didn't give a shit as long as it was happening in black and brown, I can't talk today, in black and brown neighborhoods, when black and brown boys are killing each other. Okay, you didn't give a shit. But now all that is coming up in your front door, then here we go. And you can stop the shit tomorrow. You're always coming up with rules and regulations against us. So I understand why it's so damn hard to do this. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need assault weapons. That shit blows your shit to bits. And somebody, some parent needs to be brave like Emmett Till's mother and have an open casket and let you see how the shit tears your face off or blows your body up. Somebody needs to be brave enough to show that shit. And maybe, I doubt it, but maybe more people would get involved or get pissed off and would do something about it. I doubt it because of the violent nature of so many people now, but, you know, it's a possibility, hopefully. Okay. Now, to the trans part. Now, I'm hearing all these people talking about the report wasn't correct. They didn't refer to the correctly. You know, how do we report trans news? Are you fucking serious? Hell, are you more worried about what pronoun or whatever was used to describe this person, this shooter, more so than the people she killed or he killed or I don't give a fuck. She, when she came here, she was a she. And I'm sorry, referring to that is no pronoun. Why the hell is the trans community worrying about what pronoun when this crazy bitch has gone in here and killed these people? You know what? I think this is the living in for me. I'm so fucking tired of all these damn trans people committed a sin if you use the wrong pronoun. What in the entire fuck is what I want to know. Okay? Black people been fighting for 400 years to get shit. Y'all seen, and in a year or two they changing shit on computers when you fill out shit. Are you not? Are you you know you know internet and we didn't try freedom for 400 years, and but y'all this shit new shit comes along and they act accordingly as soon as you ask and come be something that you want born on this earth to be, that's business, but everybody else don't have to change. If I want to be and identify as a white woman, so what do you do? And I say I'm skinny, am I trans slender? Give me a fucking break. I'm so sick of this shit, and what difference does it make? It could be that some of the damn hormones she was taking if she was trying to be a boy made her ass crazy. No, clinical studies done to understand what effect does testosterone in a female body, what doing to your fucking brain? Okay, now, female, that's a scientific fact. And then the testosterone kicks in, then you become a man. Okay, so we are as women, the ovaries. Okay, because the shit had to close in, and so they could drop, because they started, were going to be ovaries. Same thing with a penis. A penis was a clit that grew long and became a penis. Okay, so that's the science of the shit. So something kicks in to change you from a female to a male, and maybe that's why some of these trans people feel they're trapped in a woman's body, baby, because you start that way. You just decide what you want to be, and then thinking the whole world has to come with you. Give me a break. Not even in hurting anybody. Believe trans people should be treated any different, be that, but same token, you're not going to trivialize me as a real female, as a no goddamn cis female. I'm a female. I'm what gave birth to you. Okay? So you need to stop all that bullshit today. And so she's trans. How do I do was look up her damn drug, you know, whatever that was on her body. And then maybe that's how they found she was trans, but initially you're going by female. I'm sure she didn't have to with the trans shit on there, and being able to go back and change your birth certificate and change your pronoun. What the hell? Somebody, you still a man. I don't give a damn how many hormones you take. You know, I'm sick of this shit. And the same thing, Dwayne Wayne's daughter, she getting ready to go have surgery. I hope not. How young person, first of all, if you in my, gonna be what you was came here as until you 18. Once you 18 and you grown and the fuck out of my and paying your own bills, you can go do whatever the hell surgery or whatever else you want to do. Okay, but while you in my house, okay, even if you want to be gay, go ahead and be gay. Be a lesbian, be a homosexual, gay man, do all of that. But to be start cross-dressing and doing all that shit when you're 7, give me a break. I don't understand these parents that just let their kids do whatever. If I got a little girl and she want to be a boy, okay, fine, she can do that. I was a tomboy. I hated dolls. Okay, but I'm not going to sit up here and cut your hair and buy you boys clothes and all that shit. No, once you grow up, you can go do what you want. In the meantime, you better be a tomboy or whatever. I know that's what I was, and I'm not gay now at all. And like I said, we all started off gay. Little girls hated little boys. Little boys hated little girls. We didn't get along or whatever till finally you get to the age, the hormones kick in, and then we started liking each other. So let's just be real. Little kids, your body is changing, growing, whatever. Hell, you keep growing until you're 25 years old. So no, I don't have no sex change or nothing for a kid. And all this trans kid shit. You be who you are in there. And once you get grown, you could do what you want to do. But all this other bullshit, boys want to be girls, or girls want to be boys. This world, I don't know what it's coming to. How do you know? You're young. And then all the drag queen shit. Go be a drag queen. Go have the best shows in America. But I don't think you have the ability. You should be let in a school if the parents don't know you coming. What? You know, anybody wants to go see titties and ass in a strip club, you got to be grown to go see that shit. Just with this drag shit, you got to be grown to go see that. I don't think all of that needs to be around kids in order to teach them about stuff. And I don't think you need to even be teaching kids about homosexuality till they even understand what the hell sexuality is. First of all, let kids be innocent and be kids. It's enough in this world to make them grow up ahead of their time. And then you want to sit up here, oh, what does a drag queen, what are they going to do? Well, take your ass to a show up in no kid's face. What the fuck is that all about? Now, these ignorant folks, oh, they're pedophiles. But I'm not saying that. It's not true, because you got enough heterosexual fucking pedophiles to last forever. Be ignorant enough to let everything go. There has to be some ground rules or some lines drawn somewhere. Let the kids grow up and then let them see and learn more about stuff. But little babies, there's no need. What does a 5-year-old know about a drag queen? She might look at her and say, "Ooh, she got a lot of makeup on." Who is that? But, you know, what is the point? That's just like a clown coming to the school, as far as I'm concerned. But still, even that, if you got to get permission for a client, anybody to come into these schools to do anything, you know, I've tried to take good programs into schools, rites of passage programs in the schools, and you have to go through hell in order to get it in there. And that's something to actually help the development of the kid. But drag queens, give me a break. And I'm tired of everybody want to stand behind, oh, you're homophobic. I'm not homophobic. I am not afraid of gay people. I'm not afraid of trans people. I'm not afraid of nothing. But you got this big ass man coming in with big ass wrists and feet and a damn Adam's apple and their hair. And you know, he's a woman with some lipstick on. Really? Okay, and you see, we don't have all this trouble as much if you're looking at trans men because they started out as women, they don't have all that misogynist bullshit going on, and they transition and go on and move ahead, and it's no problem. You don't even ever hear that much about that. Now get ready too, because of this shooter being a female trying to be a male, and now she trying to be a crazy little white boy like the rest of the shooters. Okay, but you know, you don't get as much, and then women tend to transform much better than a big throat, white back ass man trying to be a woman. Let's face it, I'm just sick of it. So go on, you should do whatever you want to do, your life, live your best life, because ain't nobody stopping you from being what you want to be. Ain't nobody stopping you from screwing who you want to screw. Ain't nobody's holding a gun to your head. But by the same token, you can't turn around and try to hold one to mine, because I'm not getting with the bullshit that you're doing, because I don't give a damn what nobody say. It's a mental, it's mentally a problem. It really is, because there's too much evidence starting to show and come up now that those that have been transgender, and especially those that have gotten the operation to change their gender, have really had some setbacks and some regret. Okay, because the emptiness in them still didn't go away after they had all the surgery done, after they lived as the other sex for a while. It's a problem. And to me, it's a mental issue that you need to deal with, that all of the sex stuff isn't going to change. If you're empty inside, it does not matter. You can put on all the eyelashes you want, cut your penis off, do whatever you want to do. And let's face it, most of them ain't going to cut their penis off. Let's just go and keep that 150. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner still got penis. Okay, and he loves using it on women. To me, Bruce Jenner was a cross-dresser, as simple as that. Because if you still love screwing women, let's go. What you doing? And so the rest of these people, you know, then, you know, some of them, you want to be such a woman and you want to be this, that, and the third. And then when you get home with a man, he feel down there and see you got a dick and a balls and beat your ass. Then you wonder why. You should be perfectly open and honest and upfront, and you need to deal with gay men. Want a trans woman, and if he does, he's fucking gay too. Okay, a straight that, and we need to quit playing all these damn games and gaslighting each other on shit. It's just as simple as that. It's real simple, very simple. I don't get it. I don't understand why I gotta be on some bullshit. What? Be open and transparent about your shit, and there. Plenty of damn men that's gay or half gay or bi or whatever that you can go fuck with, you know, and leave a straight man alone. And then quit trying to be in competition with women, because you're not. You're not a woman, period. It's as simple as that. And that goes to sports, that goes to everything. I don't give a damn if your big white ass want to swim in a women's tournament, it's a disadvantage because you're built differently because you're a man. That what is so hard to understand about that? And with science, you know, you don't hear no women trying to get in the NFL and get their ass beat. Okay, let's face it. You know, some of them wouldn't be able to hang because you're still a woman. I don't care if you got facial hair. I don't care if you cut both your breasts off. I don't care. But you still got a cooch. Okay? And if you get on the football team and they start hitting, slamming your ass, it's going to be a whole nother thing. So let's just be honest about that shit. So that is my rant for today. I am just so tired, and we're gonna see with this school shooting now if they go off on a tangent about the trans shit and you didn't report it correctly because she was trans. I'm done, because this is about what the bitch did, or bastard, whichever one you want to call her, by killing them damn kids and getting access to all them fucking guns when her whole family already knew she was crazy. Okay, and we need to start holding some of these parents and some of these folks accountable, because when you know your child got a fucking problem and you're not taking care of it, then there you go. That's how all these people dying for no reason, because you don't want to face the fact that you got a crazy ass kid. Okay? End of story. Now, if they was black, they'd be under a fucking jail somewhere. But you notice, it's a whole, you got the complexion for the protection. And that's what all this shit boils down to, basically. And if people can't see that, I don't know what else to say. I do not know what else to say. So I'm done with this bullshit today. Hopefully we'll see some stuff. But like I said, the best way to get some gun control, black people, get out here and buy you some. As a matter of fact, yeah, plural, multiple. I think I'm going to do it and start going to the shooting range. And then maybe some of these people, they will change the shit. Because remember, that's what Reagan did. He changed the laws in California here when the Black Panthers was walking around with open carry. That shit got passed in a heartbeat. So same thing. We need to learn from the past. Black people, go out here and start buying guns en masse and see what the fuck will happen. So I will see y'all next time. Take care. And black people, know thyself.
Thank you for coming by the show today. And I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something. And that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's patreon.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.